companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message, in which we discuss various accounts from the Holy Quran, from the beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ashab, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, and from the lives of the Awliya Allah. And we see the timeless message that they have left behind for you and I in order so that we may improve our life, inshallah. And today, alhamdulillah, on the timeless message, we do have a brilliant topic of discussion, and that is regarding Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh. So yes, we are going to be diving into his biography. We are going to be learning about his blessed life as well. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, our most forgiving Creator, our most compassionate Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. I know it is another chance for us to make better decisions in our life. It is a chance for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to be educating ourselves regarding this beautiful and blessed personality from the Ahlul Bayt, from the blessed progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh. You know, once he was delivering a speech, a sermon, and many people, they were present there, of course, to attain his blessings. So he explained about the incident, you know, of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, show me how you will give life to the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his request and said, this is documented in the Holy Quran as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ جُعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ دْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا. That take any four birds, then let them become accustomed to you. Then after slaughter, place a piece from each of them on the mountains, and then call them. They will come to you with haste. After narrating the incident, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh, he said, I can resurrect birds too if you wish to see. The people, they replied that, yes, Hazrat, please show us. So Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh, he slaughtered a peacock, he slaughtered a crow, a hawk, and a dove. He ordered for them to be made into minced meat and for their heads to be preserved. After the meat was mixed, the caller, he called out to every bird in turn, O peacock, O crow, O hawk, O dove. Then the meat of each bird, they flew and connected with its head. And through the karama, the saintly miracle of Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh, the birds were brought back to life immediately. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now remember, the extraordinary occurrences which manifest at the hands of a saint, of a wali, of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referred to as a karama, as a saintly miracle. And if you're of Madani channel, subhanallah, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq, rahimahullah, he is the great grandchild of Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He met two great companions, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he is a tabi'i, right? And he is a siddiqi from his mother's lineage, from the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and a Husayni Sayyid from his father's lineage. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So his name is Ja'far. His technonym is Abu Abdullah, and his title is As-Sadiq, and As-Sadiq means the one who speaks the truth. And subhanallah, he never ever told a lie, and this is why As-Sadiq is his title. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi, he possessed such a high rank, and very, very beautifully something to be noted is that he always spoke the truth. You know, if only we are granted the ability to always, always tell the truth and despise the sin of lying. Unfortunately, lying is so rampant in our society that people, they lie unknowingly regarding almost every matter. Lying is actually an evil ailment. Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi, he said, there is no greater provision for a journey than piety. There is no enemy more harmful than ignorance. And there is no illness more severe than lying. Now from this DVs of Madani channel, we can see how dangerous lying is, such a dangerous disease. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that cling to speaking the truth, because indeed the truth leads to righteousness, and righteousness indeed it leads to paradise. A person continues to speak the truth and endeavors to speak the truth until he is recorded with Allah as very truthful. Avoid lying, because indeed lying leads to immorality, and indeed immorality leads to hellfire. A person continues lying and endeavors to lie until he is recorded as a major liar. Allahu Akbar. So yes, the views of Madani channel, we need to prevent ourselves from lying, because this is a very, very bad sin. And as of now, the views of Madani channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam. So let us go and listen to this melodious kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much more regarding the beautiful biography of Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا رسول الله يا Naseema jaane rehbarwa guzar kun Naseema jaane rehbarwa guzar kun Naseema jaane rehbarwa guzar kun Naseema janibe batha guzar kun se aawa muhammad ra khabar kun se aawa muhammad ra khabar kun tu hi sultan Habibi, zaroor-e-lut نظر کن زروے لطف سوے من نظر کن
یا سیما
دراجا ببری جان مشتاق دراجا فدائے روضہ خیر البشر کن فدائے روضہ خیر بشر کن نظر کن بحالِ مبتلائے غم نظر کن
سیما جانبِ بدرا گزر کن زیانوا
لطفش مشرف گرچ شد جامی ز لطفش خدایا ای کرم بارے دیگر کن خدایا ای کرم بارے دیگر کن
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a heart touching کلام in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the complete love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and grant us death in مدینہ المنورہ with iman in the beautiful city of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمین یا رب العالمین. Alhamdulillah, reviews of Madani Channel. Coming back to our topic of discussion, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq Rahmatullah Alayh. He also has a high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, once it's mentioned that a man visited Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq Rahmatullah Alayh, gave him 10,000 dinars and said that, I am leaving to perform Hajj. So, you know, please look after this money and buy a house for me. After that, that man, he left to perform Hajj. And when he returned, the Imam said that, I purchased a house for you in Jannah, in paradise. He gave a receipt to that returning pilgrim and said, you know, take this. It's a receipt for your home in paradise. That man, he was so overjoyed, he was so happy. He took the receipt to his home. After some time, that man, he got sick, he fell ill. When he realized that his death was near, he requested in his will to be buried with the receipt written by the Imam. So when he passed away, he was buried according to his will. But the people saw the receipt on top of the grave the next day. And it was written on the other side of it, and the promise of Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi has been fulfilled. That means this man has been given a home in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi, he had good manners. A very beautiful trait of his is that he smiled most of the time. You know, he had so much of respect for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mentioned, his face, it would turn yellow. He always narrated a hadith in a state of ghusl, of purity. And he was always engaged in salah and the recitation of the Holy Quran. He never, you know, engaged in useless and futile conversations. So we see, divs of Madinah in general, that Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq, rahmatullah alayhi, he was also very charitable. It's recorded that he had a habit of feeding people regularly. Like it's mentioned that Sayyidina Layth bin Sa'd, rahmatullah alayhi, he said that, I once went to Makkah with the intention of performing Hajj. And after performing Asr, he says that I traveled to Mount Abu Qubais, which is near Masjid al-Haram. He says that I saw a man sitting down reciting, Ya Rabbi, until he ran out of breath. Then he said, Ya Allah, until he ran out of breath. Then after that he said, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, until he ran out of breath. And then he said, Ya Rahman, until he ran out of breath again. Then he started a wazifa of Ya Arham al-Rahimeen and continued reciting until he ran out of breath. When he finished reciting, he made dua in the court of Allah Ta'ala that, Oh Allah, I desire to eat grapes, so feed me. And my shawl is ripped, so grant me a new one. Sayyidina Layth bin Sa'ad rahmatullah alayhi continued, he says that, Oath by Allah, I saw a crate full of grapes, even though it was not the season for them. And he says that, I saw two new shawls next to it. When he started eating, Sayyidina Layth said that, I am a part of this because I also said Ameen when you were making dua. And the man said that, come, eat in the name of Allah and do not hoard anything. So he says that I went forward and started eating the grapes. The grapes were seedless and I had never eaten grapes as tasty as these. So I ate to my heart's content. But the number of grapes in the crate did not reduce. Then he said to me, take a shawl that you like. I replied that I do not need a shawl. That man said that, leave this place for a while so I can wear this shawl. So he says that I moved away and sat behind some cover. He wore one of the shawls as a waist wrapper and covered himself with the other. Then he took the old shawls and he left. So he says that I followed him until he met a person at Safa Marwa who said to him that, O son of the beloved Prophet of Allah, clothe me. May Allah Ta'ala the generous clothe you. So he gave the two shawls to the man who asked for them. And he says, I asked the person, Allah have mercy upon you, who is this? That man replied, he said, this is Sayyidina Ja'far bin Muhammad, meaning Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi. And after that, he says that I tried to find him, but was unsuccessful. And I was worried that he left. Subhanallah, subhanallah, the views of Madinah in general, we have heard how Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi invited others to share the blessings he received. Allah Ta'ala granted him grapes from the unseen. and he invited others to eat with him. Allah Ta'ala granted him clothes from the unseen, and he gave the first pair to who? To someone poor. Remember that clothing the poor is a virtuous act. Just as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever clothes another Muslim, as long as any of its threads remain on his body, he remains in the protection of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, whoever clothes a believer with no clothes, Allah Ta'ala will clothe him from the green garments of paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we too deal with the Madani channel. We should also share the blessing that we receive. We should also form a habit of sharing the blessing that we receive from Allah Ta'ala with others. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَيُطْعِمُونَ طَعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And they offer food in His love to the destitute and the orphan and the prisoner. We only feed you for the sake of Allah. We do not desire recompense from you, nor gratitude. The pious and accepted people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be those who fed the poor out of love for Allah ta'ala. The sincere say, we fed you for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. I mean, we do not seek your thanks or approval. You know, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, rahmatullah alayhi, he had a habit of remembering death a lot, excessively. You know, he would visit the graveyard in the evening and he would say that, oh, people of the grave, what is wrong with you? He says that, I call out to you, but you do not respond. There is a veil between you and I, but I will be joining you soon. He would say this continuously until the morning, after which he would go to the masjid and offer Fajr Salah. Allahu Akbar. Visiting the graveyards, visiting the cemetery in order to remind yourself about the true purpose of life. I mean, take admonition and ponder about the condition of people in the graves is a good habit. You know, we should observe the pious visiting the cemetery regularly. Rather, it is also a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should make it a habit of visiting the cemetery from time to time and ponder about the horrors of the grave. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that visit the graves, for indeed it grants abstinence from the world and reminds of the hereafter. But as of now, viewers of Madarin channel, we do have a very beautiful piece of nasiha, a very beautiful piece of advice. So let us go and listen to this piece of advice. Thereafter, we will be back shortly to continue much further, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiyallahu ta'ala, and narrates that during the Mi'raj, the Nasir of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, passed by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, man ma'aka ya Jibreel? Who is with you, O Jibreel alayhi salam? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replied, hada Muhammadun. This is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam then said, mur ummataka fal yukthiru min ghirasil jannah. فَإِنَّ تُرْبَتَهَا طَيِّبَةً وَأَرْضَهَا وَاسِعَةً. Subhanallah. Order your ummah to increase the plants of paradise, for its soil is pure and its land is vast. This is what Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, مَا غِرَاسُ الْجَنَّةِ. What are the plants of paradise? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah. So we have been asked to increase the plants. Respect this, if we will grow plants in general, it means that will be our property, isn't it? Because if we recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, inshallah, plants will grow. And definitely something which grows because of our reciting, that will be our property and we will enjoy their fruits, inshallah, their shade, inshallah. In this dunya, we want to accumulate land. We want to have the properties. Why not have properties, land, fields, trees, gardens, Allahu Akbar, orchards in Jannah. This is one of the ways to plant trees in Jannah. All we have to do is say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La ilaha illallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Subhanallah, Subhanallah, every day is a learning day. And Subhanallah, we need to also make ourselves readers, because readers are leaders. And when we empower ourselves through learning knowledge, through learning the biography of the beloveds of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, it helps us, the views of Madani Channel, to improve our life as well. So coming back to our topic of discussion, just before going to listening to this Quran, we have been mentioning about how Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh would visit the cemetery. And we too, we should take a lesson from that. We should visit the graveyard at least once a week, go there, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and convey the reward to the deceased, sit there for a while, reflect upon the matters of the grave and the hereafter. You know, through the blessings of this, we will actually attain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart, it will become tender, it will become soft, it will become gentle. And the habit of sinning, it will disappear. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase in our hearts. And we will be steadfast in performing good deeds. And together with that, we will gain the ability to cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh, he possessed great fear of Allah. You know, he cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during his childhood. And due to his sobbing, people felt sympathetic towards him. You know, when he was approximately 4 years old, he cried profusely and propelled by a sense of dedication to serve the prophetic household. Someone approached him and said that, my son, what's wrong? Tell me what you need, I will bring it to you immediately. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi, he cried even louder and he said that, uncle, my heart is trembling from the fear of Allah Ta'ala and His punishment. The man responded and he said, my son, you are very young. Why do you have so much fear? Be at ease, because children are not punished. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi started crying even more due to the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and he said that, uncle, I have seen that large pieces of wood are set alight. Wood shavings and twigs are placed near them because they burn very, very quickly, which allows the large pieces of wood to catch fire. He says that, I fear that I will be the wood shavings, for when great disbelievers like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab are burning in hell. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh possessed the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from an early age. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that the believer who cries due to the fear of Allah, and even if a tear the size of a fly's head reaches the outward part of his face, Allah Ta'ala makes hell forbidden for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that there are some angels whose sides tremble because of the fear of Allah. From every tear they shed from their eyes, a new angel is created who stands up and begins to proclaim the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who cries out of the fear of Allah will never enter hell until milk returns to its udders. Now here Mufti Ahmad Yarkhana'im rahimahullah, he explains this hadith. He says that just as it is impossible for milk to return to the udders it came out of, it is impossible for the one who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter hell. So those who cry, Devas of Madinah, inshallah, those who cry out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala have a unique rank in His court. For others are blessed because of them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering a sermon when someone started crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that today, if all the Muslims who have sins equal to mountains were present amongst you, they would have been forgiven because of the crying of this man, because the angels were crying with him, supplicating, O Allah, accept the intercession of those who cry abundantly in favor of those who do not cry. Allahu Akbar. So we too, Devas of Madinah, we should cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so sinful. We are drowned in sins. We too, we should cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Sayyidina Dawud Tai, rahmatullah alayhi, he said to Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, rahimahullah, you are from the Ahlul Bayt, so give me some advice. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, rahmatullah alayhi, remained silent for a while before Sayyidina Dawud Tai, rahmatullah alayhi, repeated this question. Then the Imam answered that, I am fearful that on the day of judgment, my great grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, takes my hand and asks why I never fulfilled the right of obeying him. Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Dawud Tai, rahmatullah alayhi, cried, thinking, if someone of a high rank like Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, rahmatullah alayhi, is fearful, what hope do I have? Allahu Akbar. The statements of the pious, they are full of wisdom. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi is an individual with an elevated rank. He is from the Ahlul Bayt, a scholar, an imam, a saint, a wali. His du'as were known to be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. But despite this, he feared being presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. I mean, what a pitiful state we are in. We sin day and night, perform futile actions during the day. We have no passion to perform good deeds, and yet we don't fear Allah Ta'ala. You know, we will be held accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah for every moment. How will we answer his questions? Now, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he never wasted time. He valued time. And it's mentioned also that he spent his time performing good deeds. Like Imam Malik rahimahullah says that, I stayed with Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi for a long time, and I always saw him performing one of three worships. I always observed him praying, fasting, or reciting the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that whoever focuses all his concerns on one thing, the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala will relieve him of worldly concerns. On the other hand, whoever's concerns remain engaged in worldly affairs, Allah Ta'ala does not care which valley he dies in. We need to possess worry for the hereafter. If we acquire this, we will have passion for and steadfastness upon performing good deeds. You know, Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, he said to Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, rahmatullah alayhi, that I will not rise until you give me advice. So Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi replied, he said, O Sufyan, I talk to you, but talking excessively is detrimental for you. Remember three things and act upon them. He says, the first, if you wish to keep a blessing Allah Ta'ala has granted you, thank Him abundantly, because Allah Ta'ala says, La in shakartum, la azidannakum. If you thank me, then I shall most definitely grant you more. So, from this we learn, Devas of Madinah, that we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every state, we need to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point, he says that if you feel there is a delay in your sustenance, repent. That is, example to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, as much as you can. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. And O people, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. He is most forgiving. He will send heavy rains upon you. And He will grant you aid through wealth and sons. And He will make gardens for you and He will make streams for you. Allahu Akbar. And the third He says is that, O Sufyan, if you are facing difficulties or grief, or if there is a possibility of encountering them, recite La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah as much as you can, because it is a key to goodness and a treasure of paradise. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Can you see DBs of Madani channel? What beautiful advices Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq Rahmatullah Alayhi gave to Sayyidina Sufyan Al-Thawri Rahimahullah. That the first, be grateful to Allah. No matter what your state may be, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, always show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn also to excessively make istighfar, to repent in the court of Allah ta'ala, to say astaghfirullah as much as you can. When you feel there is a delay in your sustenance, because when you make istighfar, the doors open up for you. And you would see that when you sincerely make tawbah, you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes your life for the better. But it is up to us that we shouldn't be carried away by the satanic whispers, by the whispers of shaitan, that when you commit a sin, then you don't want to say astaghfirullah, then you don't want to turn back to Allah. We should not be drowned or be overtaken by the whispers of shaitan. Rather, we should ignore it completely, abandon it, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we would get successful, leaders of Madani channel. Yes. So these advices are not there just to only be fascinated by it, no. These advices, they are there for you and I to implement and to practice it. Yes. Because if you don't practice upon it, then what is the whole point of it? So we should make this niyyah. We should recite Fatiha. We should recite some parts of the Holy Quran, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and send the thawab, to convey the thawab to Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi. And also together with the Divis of Madani channel, he gave some beautiful advices to his son. Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi, he gave advice to his son, Imam Musa Kadhim rahimahullah. The first advice that he gave him was that, oh my son, the wealthy person is he who is satisfied with what Allah distributed. Whoever keeps his eye upon the wealth of others will die poor. As for someone who is not pleased with what Allah gave, it is as though he faults Allah's decision. Whoever considers his own mistakes to be small considers the mistakes of others to be immense. Whoever considers his mistakes as immense considers the mistakes of others to be small. If it's of Madani channel, this advice, it teaches you and I to develop contentment, qana'ah, and satisfaction with what we have been granted. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances. You know, wherever Allah ta'ala has put you and I, has put us, we should be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contentment, deeds of Madani channel, it is a treasure. Money and wealth does not buy contentment. Doesn't mean that a person has a lot of money that they are content. No. Sometimes you may find a person has a lot of money, but they are not content. They want more and more and more. And it never stops. Yet you see on the other hand, a person who has little. It just suffices for him hand to mouth. But he is content with that. And with that money that he's content with, or the commodities of the world that he has, he's content with it. You would see how there would be barakah in it, how there would be blessings in it, that he wouldn't be complaining. He'd be having a very beautiful, peaceful sleep at night compared to the one who's so rich but no contentment. He can't sleep at night because he's worried about so many other things. So contentment, Yusuf Madani channel, is a treasure. The second advice he gives to his son is that whoever reveals the faults of others has his own faults exposed. Whoever digs a hole for others falls into it himself, and being around foolish people makes one lowly and disgraced. As for whoever spends his time with scholars, he finds himself honored and esteemed. Whoever goes to evil places is labeled with accusations. Now, this teaches you and I, dear viewers of Madani Channel, a wonderful pearl of wisdom, that we should not reveal the faults of others. We should only want good fathers. But we should make effort to be in the company of Islamic scholars. Now, you know, today we see that so many people, mashallah, you may get those one or two exceptions, but it has become a norm and so rampant, where almost every second person is finding the faults of others. That, oh, this person, he talks like this, he laughs like that, he walks like this, he does like this, etc., etc. And a person goes around town spreading all of these faults of that person. That, oh, his eyes are not right, etc., etc. I mean, can you even imagine how much of energy goes into that? It's a waste of energy, a waste of time. Two things you're wasting which are so precious to a human. Your energy and time. Yet a person wastes them in going around town exposing the faults of others. I mean, what are we going to get out of it? We aren't going to get anything. So instead of, you know, using our energy and channeling it in a negative way, we could stop that and channel it in a positive way. Because energy is also a blessing. Energy is also a ni'mah. Why let that go into something negative? Why let it go into exposing the faults of others? When we can use the same energy, use the same time to look for the faults within ourselves, rectify that, correct that. This should be our aim, actually. And subhanAllah, it is the mission statement of our beautiful organization of Da'wat-e-Islami, then I must strive to reform myself and then the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So, Divas of Madani Channel, we should strive to rectify, reform ourselves, look within us, look for the faults within us, instead of looking at the faults in others. So, this is something that is not actually encouraged in Islam. Rather, we need to hide the faults of others. We need to conceal the faults of others. You conceal the faults of others on the day of Qiyamah, your faults will be concealed. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, if a person is exposing everyone's faults over here, and on the day of Qiyamah, if his faults will be exposed, what embarrassment that will be. What humiliation that will be. So, instead of doing that, we should rather focus on ourselves. The third advice he gave to his son was, do not accuse people or they shall accuse you. Save yourself from useless speech or your honor will decrease. Now, this teaches us to look at our own shortcomings rather than trying to find them in others. Now, we should focus on rectifying ourselves and refrain from useless speech. And the fourth advice that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi gave was that speak the truth. Whether for or against you, you shall otherwise face criticism from your own friends. So even here, Divas of Madani Channel, we learn that truth is something that always prevails. You know, in accordance with Islamic law, We must always speak the truth no matter what. The truth is something that sets you free. Yes, it's a bitter pill. It is a bitter pill, but its fruits are very, very sweet. The end result is what you're going to enjoy. So we should speak the truth no matter what, whether for or against you. And his fifth advice was the advice of Sayyidina Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq, rahmatullah alayhi. And that advice is that he says, I urge you to always recite the Quran. Spread the greeting of salam, call for good, forbid from evil, mentize with those who break them with you. If someone does not speak with you, go forward, speak to them first. Give to whoever asks something from you. Ensure to save yourself from tail bearing, because this brings hatred into the heart. Do not search for faults in others, as this is like making yourself a target of criticism and abuse. And viewers of Madani Channel, let us pause and reflect upon the advice we have heard so far. If we implement everything discussed, we will find ourselves living amazingly blissful lives. Yet, remember, this will only happen when we take this priceless wisdom and beautiful principles and practically, that is the key word, practically implement them into our lives. You know, we must try our absolute best to see results. I mean, what a beautiful advice. Recite the Holy Quran, always. Spread the greeting of salam. Why? Because one is you're giving du'as to your fellow Muslim and it fosters love, unity and harmony. Yes, even if you don't know a Muslim, even if the Muslim is not related to you, but you make salam to him, automatically a bond forms, automatically a relationship forms. Just simply due to making salam with this man, and because of that you are being rewarded as well. And he also says, enjoin good, forbid evil, go and mentize with those who break them with you. It's not always the case where someone breaks ties with you, that means that you mustn't go and talk to them, that means you mustn't go and see them. No, it doesn't mean that. Someone breaks ties with you, you still go, you know, you put in that effort. Because you want to join ties. You don't want the ties to be broken forever. Even if he did you wrong, still you go. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you go, you make it up, and you make sure to join those ties. Now the sixth advice Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi gave his son was, if you wish to meet anyone, meet with the pious. Whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a rock from which water does not flow, a tree with no greenery, or ground upon which grass does not grow. Allahu Akbar. So, you want to meet someone? Go and meet with a pious person, because their company has an effect on you. You have good company, it has an effect on you. You have bad company, even that has an effect on you. So from this we learned, even of Madani Channel, that if we want this, remember all of these advices, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi, being a father, is giving these advices to his son Imam Musa Kadhim rahmatullah alayhi. Now, if we want our children to be good Muslims, to be good human beings, we must give them an Islamic upbringing. We need to help them the way our pious predecessors helped their children. We need to guide them to goodness and become pious ourselves in the process. You know, children, they usually take on their habits, the characteristics of their parents. You know, they copy-paste. Whatever they see is what they do. If the parents abide by Islamic law and strive to learn Islamic knowledge, their children will do the same. Now, this leads to parents earning respect and earning forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the parents have bad habits, they pass these habits on to their children. Instead of leading their children to salvation, the children become a means of their destruction. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited following words of the Holy Quran, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. قو انفسکم و اہلیکم نارا, save yourselves and your families from the fire. The companions alayhim ridwan heard this and asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we save our families from the fire? And in response, he explained that tell them to do what Allah likes and forbid them from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. The second narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, teach your children three qualities: love for your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for his family, Ahlul Bayt, and recital of the Quran. Three qualities that we as parents need to teach our children. And the third narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no father gave his children a gift better than good manners. Now here, subhanAllah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he interprets this hadith by saying that good manners here, they refer to making one's child pious. I mean, what could be a better gift for children from their parents that helps them in both religious and worldly matters? Parents, you know, should make sure not to leave this world having just made their children wealthy. They should make them religious and pious, because this will help them in their qabr, in their graves. And the reward of good deeds performed by the living children, it reaches the deceased parents in the graves. So subhanAllah, this is something that you and I can really take, if it's of Madinah, from the blessed biography of Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq rahmatullah alayh. So inshallah, if we have to implement practically the advices, the teachings that we have learned today, then we would have a successful life in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.